The Russian cabinet has approved a draft agreement requiring Iran to return all spent nuclear fuel from a reactor it is helping build. The news comes as Russia faces criticism from Washington over its nuclear cooperation with Iran. The U.S. accuses Iran of pursuing nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran has denied. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
News reports say the agreement would require the spent fuel to be returned to Russia, placed in temporary storage, and retreated at a later date. Russia has said it will not ship any fuel for the reactor in southwest Iran until this type of agreement would be in place. The deal is aimed at making sure that Iran will not be able to get plutonium, which can be derived from reprocessing spent fuel from reactors. U.S. officials have said an agreement would reduce their concerns about Tehran's nuclear ambitions. The protocol must still be signed by both Moscow and Tehran. The two sides have denied the nuclear plant in Bushehr will be used for producing nuclear weapons. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
In Bombay, two bombs hidden in taxis blew up, killing at least 46 people. One explosion was outside the Hindu temple of Mumbavati. The other blast was outside the Gateway of India. One eyewitness from London was staying in a hotel opposite the popular tourist spot.
I was in the main living room, and I saw from there, the outside, the bodies were lying, whether they were bodies or injured, but quite a few people were injured, obviously. And I saw that this taxi's entire top was actually flown, and it landed in front of the hotel.
Indian authorities say they suspect militant Islamic groups are behind the bombings.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
About 4,000 people are in Denver for an event that really is a big deal. Blacks in Government, or BIG, chose Denver as the site for its 25th annual training session. This nonprofit organization seeks to improve the skills of those at every level of public sector employment, according to Dennis Woolridge, who works for the VA in San Antonio.
It makes us all come together to realize and share a lot of interest and a lot of problems and things that we have come against and try the challenges that we had to have that we have in the government.
The week-long meeting, filled with seminars and classes, was kicked off with an opening session that included a welcome from Governor Bill Owens and Mayor John Hickenlooper.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says plenty of vaccines should be available for the upcoming flu season. The CDC says regardless of age or health status, everyone should be able to get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available in October. The CDC strongly recommends flu vaccinations for anyone 6 months old or older who's at risk for complications from flu. Those at highest risk of complications from influenza include people 65 and older and those with chronic and long-term health problems such as heart or lung disease, kidney problems, diabetes, asthma, and anemia. People with HIV, AIDS, or any other illness that suppresses the immune system also should get immunized. Not much to talk about on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 31 points to 93.18. The Nasdaq lost a point to 1764. The S&P 500 was up a point. It closed at 994. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Monday evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. If you'd like to call in tonight, and I hope you do, the phone number is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email us, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. We have a little later in the program tonight, we have Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Also, some sound from yesterday's Meet the Press with media whore number one, Tim Russert. He had a conversation with three very strange people. General Myers, who is the, what is he, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs? Senator Joe Biden, Democrat, and Senator John McCain, Republican, all discuss the crisis in Iraq, and I think all of them call for more Americans to go to Iraq to kill and be killed. It's really getting insane. You know, it really is. It's just getting insane. But first, Mark Marshall, our upstate New York Bureau Chief and webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, joins us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
Well, I think, you know, you and I have already sort of discussed why I wanted to call in and address an issue that's been going on the forum, which those forum members who are currently listening are already, I'm sure, painfully aware of. And I sort of want to take a minute and address it.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Now, for those of you who don't know, we have a very active forum at MikeMalloy.com. There are all sorts of message boards, thousands upon thousands of threads. Well, not thousands of threads, but thousands of messages have been posted. I think we have over 1,000 registered users. And apparently there was some sort of, what shall I call it, over-exuberance over the past 4 or 5 days?
You could say that. Look, you know, the truth of the matter is we have had problems in the past with members of the Flying Monkey Right who have come onto the forum and spammed it.
Right.
That has happened before.
Yes, it
and
has.
As you are aware, because we've discussed it numerous times, when that's happened, we've gone through and cleaned it out and taken care of the offending members.
Yes,
we have euthanized them in a gentle way.
And very quickly.
However, you know, there are some lines that are being blurred here, and that some people on the board are confusing a heavy posting with flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, some of them have started making demands about who gets banned and what they get banned for.
Right.
And that ceases to be an open forum.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it becomes a fascist forum.
Exactly.
Right.
And so all I wanted to say to people is you know, keep your eye on the board. You will notice that there is not a lot going on in that in the flooding department, because we've taken some steps, including adding some moderators, which is something that we've been looking at for a while.
Oh, great.
And and have a little patience. You know, this is not. You and I know each other because we've sat down and talked.
Yes.
People on the board don't necessarily know me. If they look through my posts, they will see that I am certainly not a fascist. I am certainly not into tyranny. I put the board up there in the first place to be an open forum.
You did indeed.
But you know, an open forum is an open forum.
Right.
Which means if somebody's going to put a post up there, stuff that you don't like, then you know, go respond to it. Go respond to it and use the forum for what it was meant to be.
Yeah, in my trips to look at some of the discussion threads that develop at MikeMalloy.com, there have been some lively discussions, some really funny stuff, and some pretty hairy stuff too. It's certainly an X-rated. Some of the discussions get X-rated, certainly R-rated. And you know, you and I have discussed some of the rules, and like you, I agree. There is no need to shut people down because they have a lot to say. A heavy percentage of the people that post at my board, I wouldn't give a drink of water to if they were dry, you know, dying in the desert. Politically speaking, I just wouldn't.
Right.
But since I provide through your handiwork and your craft that forum for people to speak, just because somebody starts putting stuff up there that I don't agree with politically. You know, I can't come back and say, well, Mark, let's get rid of these people because they're saying things that I don't agree with.
Right.
I would think people understand. Now, we all know from doing message boards around the Internet, we all understand trolls, people who go to message boards deliberately just to incite passion. And my feeling about people who do that is, you know, you can't get any passion out of me unless I respond. And I, you know, I'm old enough to know, and I think a lot of people are, Mark, when somebody is saying things in a political discussion or on a discussion board, just to evoke a response. They really, they're not interested in what the response is. They just want to, you know, it's like shoving a stick through a cage at a caged lion. You know, I mean, oh, that's a lot of fun. You know, so whatever you're doing at the board, I'm glad you've added moderators. I think that's a good idea. But as you and I have talked before, you are the webmaster. When we use the term webmaster, we're not saying web apprentice or web journeyman. We're saying webmaster, and that means usually the webmaster is the person who's in charge of the website and the forum. So I've always appreciated what you do there. I think you handle it quite well. And I've said before, if people don't understand the idea behind these open forums, well, then they need to, you know, check out their dictionary and see what the term open forum really means.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, we do have rules. I mean, people, there's certain language I will not tolerate simply because, and nor will you, simply because, and this is something you and I have discussed, simply because there is degrading language.
Right.
That is it's just not necessary. It's not, has nothing to do with free speech. It has to do with a moron speech. And there's certain phrases I'm just not going to allow on that website. And when they do appear, the offender will be removed. Period. End of discussion. In that sense, yes, I am a fascist. Where I will not allow certain insulting phrases that have caused an awful lot of pain and death and destruction to an awful lot of people over an awful long period of time. You know, I wouldn't allow on my forum a discussion about how cool it is to make lampshades out of Jewish skin.
Precisely. And we have had posts, not exactly that post, but we've had stuff that has run close to that, and those people are gone.
Right.
But I just want everybody to understand that from the time this board went up, that we have been committed to free speech on the board, that we have been committed to, particularly in the politics free-for-all area, where it is a free-for-all. That's, you know, there's a description of it right on the front page. People look, they'll see what they're getting into before they go in.
Right.
That means free speech regardless of which side you take, even if you're saying really idiotic things.
Absolutely. And my feeling is people can either make a counterpoint, or they can do the equivalent of hanging up on somebody. Just don't respond.
Exactly.
Just, I mean, how hard is that?
It's very hard. For a lot of people, it's very hard because, particularly in the current climate, you know, right. There's a lot of anger out there, and this is a place where a lot of it comes out. I will say, and I know I'm gonna feel the Richter scale go when I say this, it's going to be a while, but we are actually looking at, ready, drum roll, please, we are looking at ignoring. Which means you'll have an ignore button.
Ah.
Which means you can pick whoever it is that is just driving you nuts, and you can ignore them.
Oh.
Which means you won't see their posts.
Well,
it's probably going to take at least a month before we have it enabled, but it's something that we're building.
So when I log on, if I don't want to read anything from Abe Snake, I just click Abe Snake, and all of his posts do not appear when I log on.
That is correct.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love technology.
You and me both. So, you know, in closing, just, first of all, thank you to the people who have been supporting me and the board, because it can be a lonely place in there. And just trust me when I tell you that I'm committed to people's free speech and keeping this place an open forum for everybody.
Super. Sounds good. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Mark Marshall, who is the webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. And, he is the webmaster. And he would not be the webmaster if I didn't feel he was beyond competent. And as far as running that website, Mark certainly has the 1,000% backing from Kathy and me. I know there's been some intensity in there. If you've missed it, I don't know. Can they still see it? I guess they can still see some of it, right? Yeah, you can go to MikeMalloy.com. You have to register, and then we sell your name to. Telemarketers. No, we don't do that at all. We don't even have any, there's not even any advertising on the website. We don't mess with your personal information at all. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight. And by the way, if you have not registered at MikeMalloy.com, go do it. Stop. We are in a registration holding pattern right now. That's right. We have over 1,000 registered users, but you can still go and just check it out and just read some of the fun stuff. Mark's going to reopen the registration in a very short period of time, but check it out. If you haven't been there, check it out. Gasoline prices, have you noticed in your neighborhood? I certainly have noticed here in Atlanta. Premium gas is up close to $1.90 a gallon, which is unheard of. When Kathy and I moved back here 3 years ago from Chicago, gas prices were, premium gas was like, 92 cents a gallon? Not $1.92, 92 cents, which is ridiculous. It shouldn't be that way, but... Anyway, that's where we live, right? We all live in America where gasoline, if it goes over $2 a gallon, we're ready to lynch somebody or have a coronary or a stroke. Anyway, gasoline prices around the country have now jumped to record highs during the past 2 weeks. Gasoline prices up more than 15 cents a gallon nationally. Now, that's the biggest two-week hike since the Lundberg survey. That's the organization that keeps track of this sort of thing. Since they began keeping records 50 years ago, another first. For the Bush crime family, the biggest two-week jump in 50 years. Now, Phoenix, you folks living in Phoenix, no laughter your way because it's been hell out there, hasn't it? Phoenix had the highest leap in the nation during the two-week period with prices jumping 60 cents a gallon for self-serve regular. And that's because of the problem that they had out there with the oil company pipeline. You know, when you don't do maintenance on your pipelines, when you don't give a damn, when it's not about getting energy to people, it's about making a profit, and you couldn't care less if the environment is degraded, if your pipeline bursts. Maintenance? Screw maintenance. Well, that's what happened. The pipeline sprung a leak because the company that owned it decided it was cheaper to just ignore it and keep pumping the gas through. That's now been repaired, I understand. So the price out there were gougers in Phoenix who were charging $4 a gallon for gasoline. I believe the price right now has stabilized in Phoenix at around $2.20 a gallon for regular. And all predictions are the prices should start coming down. Remember, in this country, we invade countries and kill people. We will slaughter entire neighborhoods when our gasoline goes over $1.50 a gallon. And nobody is safe. You want to provoke the wrath of the United States? Just interfere with our use of gas, oil, and natural gas. We will kill you. We will kill your parents. We will kill your children. We will wipe out your schools. And we're dead serious about this. President of gas.
here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Molloy.
So anyway, another record set by the Bush crime family, the highest two-week price increase in gasoline in the history of, I don't know, what, the gasoline industry? Cars? Gas stations? Certainly in the history of the Lundberg survey that keeps track of this sort of thing. They began keeping records 50 years ago. I thought... Somebody told me that once we took over Iraq, gas and oil would be cheap. Well, maybe not for a while. The Bush crime family supporters, retainers, and suppliers have to make their, you know, the big dogs eat first. So they're over there devouring. the resources of Iraq. And Americans, we Americans, who, like I say, we will invade countries, we will kill people. Not you and me, but you know what I mean. If we can't have $1.50 or less, $1.50 a gallon or less gasoline. But we have to wait our turn. The big dogs are eating. They're devouring Iraq. They are killing as many people as need to be killed. They are sacrificing as many American young men as need to be sacrificed. Until this situation gets stabilized, everybody's going to have to just be patient. Just be patient, you moms and dads that are putting your sons up for sacrifice. We bless you. We Americans bless you because you're guaranteeing that gasoline in this country will stay at $1.30 a gallon average. We also bless you because your sons are there killing pagan Muslims. That's good, too. When the bodies come home in the boxes, we'll all feel bad if Bush has some nice little ceremony that's televised by CNN and MSNBC and Fox. We'll all sit in front of the TV and get weepy and teary-eyed. But let's not lose sight of what we're about in this country. We are about an endless supply of cheap fossil fuel. That's what we're about. And again, we will kill people. We will destabilize countries. We will overthrow governments. We will slaughter entire civilizations in order to have cheap energy. We will not spend one dime developing alternative sources of energy. We pretend like we're spending dimes, but we are not. We are absolutely not. We have willfully and willingly given over control of our foreign policy to the fossil energy industry. We have given over control of our natural resources, our resources, our tax dollars to the Department of Defense in this country that will use our tax dollars not to to do anything other than destroy, destabilize, kill, murder, rape, pillage, loot, and burn. We give so much money to our Department of War that we do not have enough to heal our sick, educate those of us who need the education, provides jobs for those of us who are looking for work. That is not what America is about. America is about cheap gasoline, cheap oil, tremendous profits for those industries as a payback to the people who support George W. Bush and put him in office. And again, we are so insistent on this. If you are a country that has natural resources, your ass is in our gun sights. Eventually, we will get you. We will use whatever we will tell you. We are bringing you freedom, democracy, healthy babies, a great stock market, moderate temperatures, and cheap corn. Whatever it takes, we will tell that to you. And then we will come in and kill you. We will destabilize your country, overthrow your government, butcher your population. But by God, we will have your oil. Do you understand that, world? Good. Good. Judy is calling from Chicago. Hey, Judy, welcome to the program. Just in time to say, Judy, you got to hold on while we take a quick break, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll come right back to you. Quick break here. We shall be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Our money trained the madman. Our leaders gave them cash. They thought they could exploit them for their subterranean stash. When rulers kill their people, our leaders say it's of no concern to us. As long as we get our hands on that greasy, slimy stuff. For the love of oil, we lost 4,000 people. For the love of oil, how many more will die? For the love of oil, we're roasting our green planet. It's not worth all the tears I've had to cry.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company have hit a major snag. Ford's just presented the UAW with an outline of what it expects out of a new contract. That outline calls for the closure of four factories in the United States and the loss of some 12,000 jobs. The union's top negotiator calls Ford's position unacceptable. The contract between the UAW and Ford expires next month, and whatever agreement is reached with Ford is expected to be used as the template for contracts at GM and Daimler Chrysler as well.
While UAW negotiators fight for greater job security, they're also pressing automakers and parts suppliers for a better health plan, including one that covers voluntary abortions. The union says it's a basic health care right for its more than 150,000 women members.
Europe's heat wave has taken its most deadly toll in France. Some 10,000 people are believed to have died from the heat. Most of those killed were over the age of 75, and of those, more than half died in nursing homes. Doctors and nurses say they just didn't have enough time to care for everyone. The French government estimates there are serious staff shortages in 85% of the country's nursing home and hospital facilities. A government investigation has begun.
Hey, hey, hey! What do you say?
Workers' rights are here to stay!
More jeers than cheers for George W. Bush at a fundraising stop in Seattle. Air Force One landed at Seattle's Boeing Field on Friday, and among protesters there to greet the commander-in-chief were members of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. The controllers say the Bush administration wants to privatize 69 air traffic control towers, including some of the busiest in the country. The union says the top priority of air traffic controllers should be safety and not profit. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
These days we're going to have brand new types of cars, and we'll be more better at cleaning our air.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, George. They'll be more better at cleaning our air. Oh, Jesus. All right. We started a conversation here with Judy in Chicago. Judy, thanks for holding on.
Yes, I guess the gas prices are going up. Labor Day is coming around next weekend.
Yeah.
And I also see this as a push for the Bush administration to drill in Alaska, even though they have all that Iraqi oil. They still want more because they also want to sell the lumber up there and get the roads in there.
Yes, that's part of it. But that oil, you see, will go to the oil companies that support Bush, who will then turn around and sell it to the Asian market. None of the oil in the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge was ever earmarked or targeted to go to the American consumer.
Right.
That's just more of the Bush crime family lies.
And we paid for that pipeline.
Yes, indeed. Right.
And the British apparently aren't paying their royalties like they should, and they're polluting up there. So why would we want them to drill more in Alaska?
Well, we don't. But the Bush crime family that is chock-a-block with evangelical Protestants that believe Jesus is about to return anyway, so then it doesn't matter, which makes me wonder why they want to ruin everything and destroy everything and despoil what's left of the environment and make all this money if their Redeemer is about to return in a fit of pique and anger. I would think they wouldn't have time to spend all their money. I don't quite understand it, Judy, but it has something to do with their perverted belief system, whether it's political or religious, or with this crew, you can't tell the difference.
Right, and I was just reading about, NAFTA's Chapter 11.
Yeah.
As if California doesn't have enough problems. Now, there's a Canadian gold, Glamis Gold, that is going to sue them for notice of intent for $50
million. Yeah.
Because the California changed their mining laws and restrictions, keeping them from mining on tribal lands.
Yeah.
And so they feel they deserve compensation for future loss of profits.
Isn't NAFTA?
It's just, and I haven't heard this. I haven't heard anything about the oil prices. I didn't hear anything about this in the media.
Uh-huh.
I would like the news station, even on your channel, to talk about these things. I see them on the websites, but most people don't talk about it.
On this network, you have to keep them. I'm not going to defend this network or attack this network. I will say this.
I think their news should be a little more extensive.
Well, no, wait. Let me finish. This network provides 5 minutes of news at the top of each hour. That's it. And you can't do anything in 5 minutes except give some headlines. It is up to the news gathering and disseminating organizations to provide news to us Americans, whether those are newspapers or magazines, television, or all news radio stations. You can't do news in 5 minutes. The only reason we have 5 minutes of news on here, it's just kind of a courtesy, I guess, to some of our listeners, like a headline service. Well, here's what's going on, yada, yada. But we are not a news station or network. It's strictly talk. But I agree with you that those entities in entertainment and information that should be providing news are not. Thank God for the internet.
Right. NPR used to, but
not any longer.
No.
Not any longer. Hey, Judy, thanks for checking in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate your call. Personal bankruptcies have hit a record, too. The Bush crime family is establishing record after record after record. Personal bankruptcies, hundreds of thousands of Americans are fueling this country's soaring, record-breaking bankruptcy levels. Are you aware of that? I knew it was high. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, in the 12 months leading up to June 30th, more than 1.6 million bankruptcy petitions were filed nationwide. It was the most ever in 1 year, and a 10% spike compared with the previous year's record-setting numbers. Thanks, George. I'm being sarcastic. I can't say that, can I? This is a result of the Bush policies. Now, Bush, of course, will tell you, and these brain-dead Republicans will tell you, oh, no, it's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton did it. Bill Clinton did it. Always Bill Clinton. You know, Bush is going to try to steal a second term in 14 months. But everything that's going on is still, it's Bill Clinton. It's Bill Clinton. It's all Bill Clinton. It's Bill Clinton. It's all Bill Clinton. Yeah. God, I'm sick of that. So the truth, of course, is that Bush and his gang are totally incapable of leadership. They're incapable of running a jerkwater little oil companies, much less a country, an economy, a nation, a society like this one. We are going down the sewer, and we'll continue to slide down the sewer until we get rid of these thugs. But 1.6 million bankruptcy petitions filed, 10% spike compared with the previous year's record. The vast majority were non-business, or in other words, personal bankruptcies that end in Chapter 7 protection. American business filings were down 5.2% this year, making clear it's the personal bankruptcies that are fueling this trend of record-setting bankruptcies every year that Bush is in office. And that comes as no surprise. The average American, working class, middle class, whatever you want to call us, the Bush crime family's policies are designed to destroy us. They are designed to destroy us. They're designed to support and enrich his class, but designed to destroy the 95% of us who are not in his class or his cronies' class. That's what the Bush economic policies are designed to do, to destroy us, absolutely and utterly to destroy us. Do you understand me? To destroy us. And it's going to continue until the American people, that's you and me, until we show some backbone, which I hope will come November, a year from now, and throw this bastard out of office and send it back to running Arbusto or whatever other filthy little scam that he may want to get involved in. Joe is calling from Oregon, our Brookings Bureau Chief. Joe, welcome to the program.
If not me, who? If not now, when? Gee whiz, you know, here we killed all these Arabs over in the Middle East, and we're just getting screwed on these gas prices right here in little old Brookings, Oregon.
Are you? Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we're right next to California, so their prices go way up, and the prices up wind up going way up here. You know, it would almost make you think that the war in Iraq wasn't even worth it.
Well, we need to kill some more people. We need to slaughter more more societies, wipe out more villages until we get the price down. The price of gasoline, the price of natural gas, the price of home heating fuel, whatever, is directly proportional to the amount of non-white people around the planet that we kill. We haven't killed enough for the Bush crime family yet. We probably still have a couple, 3, maybe 5, 6 million to go. Once we have killed them, once we have we've only destabilized and ruined two despotic countries that neither you nor I nor any self-respecting American would have gone to live in. I'm referring to Afghanistan and Iraq. But we have more that we need to destabilize, overthrow, and bring into the fold. You know, we still have Pakistan, Tajikistan. We have Turkmenistan. We have
Syria.
Well, right. We still got Syria. We've got Iran. Like I said, we have 5 or 6 million more people to kill before the Bush crime family will have brought gasoline prices down. So let's just.
Well, remember, we got to pick on a country that doesn't have a military and that can stick up for itself. Like, so you got to count out Iran because they could, you know.
Well, they don't have a very good air force. They don't have intercontinental bombers like Saddam did. You know, Saddam had drone airplanes that had wingspans of 20 feet. That were going to, and the cockpit was big enough to hold a video camera and a recorder, and they were going to bring nuclear bombs over here. Don't
God.
You remember?
Yes, right. I remember.
The drone airplanes?
Yeah, I seem to remember reports like that from the fascist, like a Fox channel, which is what I called up about tonight.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it funny that the fascist, like a Fox channel, surprise, surprise, dropped their ridiculous, asinine yet insane lawsuit against Al Franken.
Yeah.
We all found out that they don't own the words fair and balanced.
I've decided I want to copyright and own the word radio.
Well, maybe you could. I mean, the fascist, like a Fox channel, is going to be setting a trend here. I mean, maybe Paul Newman is on to something here. What's wrong with these idiots? You know, that Bill O'Reilly, I mean, he's such a neo-McCarthyite putz. I mean, what, the guy got no sense of humor whatsoever. What's he picking on Al Franken for? Just because the guy takes a few jabs at him at his book.
Don't take it seriously.
Well, I usually don't.
No, don't take it seriously. You can't because you know anything that comes out of Fox is very similar to what comes out of you or me when we've had too much cheap wine and too many pizzas. And have to put our fingers down our throats and clear out the elementary tracks. So don't worry about it, Joe. Okay. Thanks for checking.
I'll try not to.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Joe. Appreciate it. John Geoghegan. Is that how you say the dead priest's name, Kathy? Geoghegan. John Geoghegan. Was butchered in prison. The suspect in the killing, why call him a suspect? I mean, the guy who killed him, a guy named Joseph Druce, hated homosexuals and planned to kill the priest, a defrocked priest who was serving, 12 years in prison. Planned to kill him for weeks in advance, according to a prosecutor in Boston. Even tore a book apart to make a perfect tool for jamming the door of Geoghegan's cell. I hope I'm saying his name right. That's according to the Worcester District Attorney in Boston. According to the DA, the killer, Joseph Druce, has a long-standing phobia, it appears, toward homosexuals of any kind. The DA said he is filled with long-standing hate. Druce is serving a life term for killing a gay man 15 years ago. And the old priest, 68, was killed Saturday in his cell while serving a 9-to-10-year sentence for assault and battery on a 10-year-old boy. He'd been in protective custody since being transferred to this prison in April. The former priest was accused of molesting nearly 150 boys over 3 decades. MSNBC reports that the DA said the killer, Druce, had confessed to the crime, asked if Druce seemed proud of having killed Kay Hogan. The district attorney replied, absolutely. No question about that. Apparently, the killer entered the ex-priest's cell undetected sometime before the cell block was closed at 11:52 a.m. Saturday. He jammed the book into the track of the cell door to prevent guards from opening the door. He had pre-cut the book to fit into the track. Druce then tied Gay Hogan's hands behind his back with a T-shirt and used socks, which he had been stretching for some time, according to the DA. Guard on duty tried to respond, found the door was jammed, called for help. By the time the nurse arrived to treat Gay Hogan, 7 or 8 minutes had passed. He had been strangled. Governor Mitt Romney, Massachusetts, said today a panel would be appointed to conduct an independent investigation. And isn't this disgusting? Isn't it disgusting? I think anybody over the age of 10 understands that a person convicted of child molesting that goes to prison is will be a dead person very quickly unless the state protects him. This is such a vile situation. First of all, the ex-priest who committed crime after crime after crime after crime after crime against children. And if I remember my Baptist upbringing, Jesus Christ himself said, suffer the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So the priests who have done this, who have brutalized these children, I guess are still subject to confession, redemption, forgiveness, and eventual reinstatement into the human family. At least that's what the Christian faith allegedly teaches. But since I'm not a subscriber to any faith, I have a hard time dealing with that. I don't believe in forgiveness by some cloud being. I believe you are totally responsible for what you do, and there are consequences for what you do. If you do good acts, there are consequences for good acts. If you do vile or what we label criminal acts, there are consequences for that. You can take a totally amoral position on this and just come at it from a existential point of view. Acts have consequences, period, end of story. But I find it appalling, just appalling, that the state of Massachusetts put this evil, evil man in a situation where another evil, evil man could kill him. That's all. I find that appalling is not the right word. Disgusting, stomach churning. That we live in such a primitive way, don't we? Such a primitive way that the princes of the second largest group of believers in this country, the Catholic Church, that the princes of that church, the authority figures, will spend decades covering up crimes of violence against children. That in and of itself is just vile beyond belief. Just, it's like they're members of some satanic cult. You know, the church which opened the holes in the universe to allow the demons in to begin with. But for the church, for members of the church, the priesthood, to commit these demonic acts against children, and then to have incarcerated men who have committed demonic acts against other men because they happen to be gay, and then put them together, and they devour each other, don't they? Mr. Druce had his soul devoured, and the defrocked priest had his body destroyed. How sick is this, huh?
Drifts across my chest, and something cold and black pumped through my lungs. Even Jesus couldn't save me, though I know he did his best. But he don't live on LS Unit 1. Swing low, swing.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever got a call...
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday. For Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday. For Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
liberal helping of the truth. Here's Mike.
5 before the hour. Right after the break coming up here at the top of the hour, when we come back is what I'm trying to say. We have two things next hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner, and some sound bites from Media Whore Number 1, Tim Russert's program on NBC, Meet the Press on Sunday. General Myers, Senator Biden, Senator McCain all discuss the crisis in Iraq. Yes, indeed. Southside Carl is checking in from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah. I watched all those Sunday shows yesterday, and I'm just trying to put together some things that seem like a lot of coincidences are going on. We got stories about the fact that we finna hire spies, Saddam spies, to work for us.
Right.
We finna come up with a whole lot of more money to go into put in Afghanistan.
Right.
And all these people yesterday in so many different words talking about, yes, there has to be more troops in Iraq.
Right.
And when I'm seeing all these people and stuff and I'm looking at them on these interviews and everything and taking all these things, you know, that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
it's something going on, Mike, that they know that they're not telling us. I mean, something really serious. That, you know, this actually that they have knowledge of and don't want to really make public yet.
Yeah, but isn't that the way it always is with these people?
Because I mean, some of the what they seem to me, unless it's just me, and maybe I'm reading more into it, but there seemed to be a sense of some kind of gloom or something, you know, serious is going to occur that they seem to be aware of, and we just don't know about it yet, but they do.
Well, like what? What are you talking about? I mean, are you talking about the U.S. is going to have its ass kicked out of Afghanistan and Iraq? Or?
I don't. That's what I'm, you know, like I said, it's just a lot of different things that we asked for other countries. We almost, they're saying that we basically almost begging the international community to come help us, but we all want to, you know, give them anything to do so, but
yeah.
we still press it like to get other people in there, like if something going on that might involve our troops at some kind mm-hmm. of grave risk, or you know, like I said, maybe I'm just reading something more into the expressions, into how they the comments that they've made.
Well, let me think about it over the break and see what I can come up with. All right.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Carl. All right. Thanks. I'll say something when we come back. Thanks, Carl. I appreciate it. Stay with us. Quick break here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland.
Officials in Massachusetts are reviewing prison policies and procedures after former priest and convicted child molester John Gogan was killed by another inmate on Saturday, Judy Ewell reports.
At the request of Governor Mitt Romney, state police, the Department of Corrections, and the director of the American Corrections Association will review policies and procedures in place when inmate Joseph Druce allegedly murdered John Gogan in his cell. Public Safety Secretary Ed Flynn said Gogan never told anyone that he felt threatened by Druce, and prison policy does not forbid those two being in the same secure unit. Investigators will look at whether staffing was adequate, and they'll review film from cameras in the unit. I'm Judy Ewell in Boston.
Former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic is denying any involvement in the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. This comes during his trial before the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. Milosevic is being tried on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo in the 1990s. Laura Iyama has more.
One of the worst incidents came as Bosnian Serb forces took over a UN-declared safe haven in July 1995. As many as 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys were killed. Prosecutors say former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic bears responsibility for the massacre as Bosnian Serbs take control of territory. Mr. Milosevic told the UN court that neither he nor Serbia had anything to do with the events at Srebrenica. But a prosecution witness who participated in the massacre told the court, for anyone to undertake this, the authorities must have known. Laura Iyama.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The eight firefighters who died in a van crash in eastern Oregon have been identified. Malheur County Sheriff Andrew Bent said the firefighters had recently been demobilized from fighting a wildfire in Idaho when the accident occurred. He said the van tried to pass a westbound truck across a double yellow line on a left curve.
Witnesses stated that the van immediately caught on fire and quickly was engulfed in flames. Both the van and truck tractor completely burned.
Bent stated the crash is being investigated by an accident reconstruction team. He said authorities have reached no conclusions as to who was driving the van or what other factors may have been involved in the deadly crash.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
In Bombay, two bombs hidden in taxis blew up, killing at least 46 people. One explosion was outside the Hindu temple of Mumbavati. The other blast was outside the Gateway of India. One eyewitness from London was staying in a hotel opposite the popular tourist spot.
I was in the main living room, and I saw from outside, the bodies were lying, whether they were bodies or injured, but quite a few people were injured, obviously. And I saw that this taxi's entire top was actually flown, and it landed in front of the hotel.
Indian authorities say they suspect militant Islamic groups are behind the bombings. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 31 points to 93.18. Tech stocks also closed in negative territory, with the Nasdaq losing a point to 1764. The S&P 500 was up by one to close at 994. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is iRadio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to open-loop recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Seven past the hour. Welcome back. Try to answer Carl in Chicago. Not that he was looking. He wasn't looking for an answer, but just to comment on what he was saying. Whether or not something up with the power. The power, Carl was saying, may realize that something's up, that the U.S. is going to get its ass kicked someplace, either here or in Afghanistan or in the Middle East, in Iraq. Here's my take on that, Carl. That's a possibility. We are getting our ass kicked every day in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And the proof of that are the dead Americans, or is the dead Americans. They represent the proof. But to the people who are now running our country, the fascists who now run the United States of America, it doesn't make any difference if 290 or 300 or 500 or 800 or 58,000 Americans die. It doesn't make any difference. We are dispendable. That's a new word. We are expendable. We are dispensable and expendable. We Americans of a certain age, young American boys between the ages of 18 and 25 are totally expendable. Rumsfeld and the rest of these monsters will continue to put our people, and our people will be misguided enough to continue to participate. Anyone who's listening to this program now who's about to ship out to go to Iraq or Afghanistan, remember why you are going to go die. You are going to go die, or you're going to go kill, or possibly both, so that we Americans can buy our gasoline for less than $1.50 a gallon. Keep that in mind. There is no honor, none, not a drop in what we are doing in either of these two countries. Not even an echo of the word honor. Now, for people who want to participate in the killing or run the risk of being killed, this is the United States. You have the right to allow yourself to be brainwashed and deluded into believing that what we are doing now around the planet has something to do with freedom, justice, honor, truth. It does not. It has to do with enhancing the Bush crime family, the establishment of American empire, and feeding into the psychopathic egos of people like Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, these American Zionists who couldn't give a damn less about American lives, and the Christian Zionists who run this country, who couldn't give a damn less about what they're interested in, is using the Jews, using the Israelis, to, in their twisted, warped minds, bring about the second coming of Christ, at which point all the Jews will be put to death. They're all sick. All these people, to me, are utterly sick. The people in the Israeli government, the people in the U.S. government, people in the British government, they're just sick. They're sick, vile people. And if there is justice in this universe, which there really isn't, but if there were, they would be dealt with. But there is no justice. There is only circumstance. There is only action and reaction. That's it. You know, we truly live in a universe of physics, folks. We do not live in a universe of cloud beings and people who sit around on Mount Olympus and decide what sort of sport to have with the human population on Monday or Thursday or next St. Quiggin's Day. We live in a universe of physics, action, reaction, that sort of thing. So, Southside, Carl, if the U.S. feels threatened enough, we will nuke people. That's all. We'll just drop a bomb on them. Or two, or six, or eight. We are spending God knows how much of our treasury right now in order that we don't have, in order to develop mini nukes. M-I-N-I dash nukes. Mini nukes. Doesn't that sound cute? Oh, that's just so cute. Eee, mini nukes. We are developing mini nukes. And we are developing manny nukes. M-A-N-Y. And with our manny mini nukes, we will not take squat from nobody. That's what we are doing. Now, yes, Americans are going to die, and Americans are going to do a lot of killing. And the killing can only escalate. Look what happened in India over the weekend. How many people were wiped out in two truck bombs there? Caused, obviously, by the Pakistani terrorist organization. Now the Hindu terrorist organizations will turn around and slaughter Muslims in India. Yeah, you know, come on. Just hunker down. You know, just rent lots of good movies, watch lots of good movies on your VCR, spend time with your family, drink some good liquor, smoke a doobie if you got one, and just try to try not to find truth where none exists. We are hell bent on destruction right now. This is the new American century, PNAC. PNAC, right? What does that P stand for, Kathy? Project? Project for a New American Century. Century. Kill everybody. Let God sort them out. This is what we have done in this society. With our apathy, with our 22% of people going to the polls to vote for, in an off-year election for a representative, or 52% going to vote during a presidential election, or 61% going to vote for some supercharged issue. This is what we have done. We've talked about this many times in this program. I don't know if you've been in on the conversation, but I've certainly been there. Politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. We'll do anything to avoid a vacuum. We created a vacuum with our apathy, and into that vacuum rushed the most vile people that this country could produce. Right-wingers, Republicans. Republicans. Filthy, sick, mentally deranged Republicans. And very quickly metastasized or metamorphosed into fascists, which Republicans have always been. They just haven't felt that they had license to become fascists until the Bush crime family stole the presidency. So not to worry, Carl. When the going gets tough, the tough use nukes. And that's exactly what we'll do. We will atomize, no pun intended, anybody who gets in our way. And remember now, as far as the upfront and personal killing, like in Iraq and Afghanistan and God knows who's next, Colombia is starting to inch into that, Venezuela. As soon as the price of at-the-pump gasoline in the United States gets back down below, say, $1.20, $1.25, then the killing, and stays there, then the killing will stop. $1.50 is kind of that's a little iffy. The killing will slide back a bit, but the actual butchery will stop once we get below $1.20 a gallon. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And not a second before. Okay? In the meantime, gas is skyrocketing. The oil companies, we just told you, what was it? We talked about it. 3-4 weeks ago. The profits from the major oil companies are up, what, 1,000%? 10,000%? The ExxonMobil has so much cash they don't know what the hell to do with it. Right? But you and I are continuing to pay what we are paying. Which is a false price anyway. We should be paying $6 a gallon for gasoline. That would force us to cut back. That would force us to develop alternative forms of energy. But we're not going to do that. We're Americans. We will kill people. We will stomp the living hell out of people. We will turn entire societies into nothing but armless and legless beggars who roll themselves through the street by pushing on the ground with their foreheads. We will slaughter orphans. We will turn entire populations of children into orphans and then butcher them when they try to hide from our bombers and fighters in orphanages. We are, the U.S. of A., we are the most destructive, violent force ever on this tired old planet. Okay? So, now you can't do anything about that, nor can I. And since there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell, just kick back and try to either ignore it or enjoy it, whatever your inclination is. Some people will enjoy the slaughter. Other people will ignore it. Other people will bemoan it and think, well, if I just pray, if I just meditate, if I just fast, if I just tune into the cosmic hoo-ha, I can help make this go away. Get real. You live in a universe of physics. You do not live in a universe of cloud beings. Okay? Everybody straight on that? Can we move on? Oh, my God. All right. Armand is calling from Florida, from Sarasota. Armand, welcome to the program.
Boy, it sounds pretty sad, doesn't it?
No. No. I don't intend any of this to sound sad. It only becomes sad or happy when we superimpose some sort of expectation over an event. Don't do that. We live in a world of physics, action, reaction, the conservation of energy, yada, 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 yada. Okay?
Well, you make a good story, I'll say that.
Well, good. That's what we aim to do here is tell stories.
I'd like to ask you this. A couple questions, if I can, please.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
The right to lifers. I want your opinion of this. How many demonstrations have the right to lifers had protesting the Bush regimes, I say regimes because there's been more than one, since they started killing the Iraqis for their oil?
Oh, none. You know that. That's not what the so-called right to life crowd is about. They are about fetal life. They are not about human life. Now, next question.
Well, what about the children over in Iraq, though?
They don't count.
No.
No. You kind of missed the point. First of all, those are not Christian people. And if they are, what the hell are they doing living in Iraq? Secondly, there's no way to control them. What the Christian right is about in this country where it concerns, what do you call it, Kathy, when it's just a clump of cells, embryos, blastula, stuff. That's what the Christian right cares about in this country. And it has to be the blastula and embryos of European Americans. Negro Americans are cast into that. They can take care of their own damn selves, right? But as far as any interest in Iraqi or Afghani pregnancies, pregnant mothers or children, no. Look, we had 12 years of butchering children. We have slaughtered, the United States has slaughtered probably 500,000 children in Iraq. It is fun. It is what we do in order to keep the price of gas down. Next question. Matter of fact, let me put you on hold for a second while we take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. We're talking with Armand in Sarasota. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
A few years ago, a Japanese official was arrested after police discovered 400 pieces of women's underwear in his home. He proclaimed innocence by saying, "I picked up all lingerie on the streets by pure chance." We still have our underwear in America, but we've been stripped of a garment far more precious, our democracy. We've been able to hold our diverse and sprawling country together over the decades because of one thing, our people's ingrained belief in America's democratic values of fairness, justice, and opportunity for all. But something has gone terribly wrong in our country. The essence of democracy, our power to control the decisions that affect us, has steadily been pilfered by corporate kleptocrats. They've collected up our democratic powers piece by piece, taking these powers into their own private fiefdoms. These elites, backed by the political elites they've bought, now effectively control everything from our wages to war, from what's on the news to who gets elected. This has not taken place by pure chance, but through deliberate filching, which has now devolved into wholesale looting. These thieves in high places, as I call them in my new book, have pulled off a slow-motion coup, radically wrenching America from being a people's republic to kleptocrat nation. This would be horribly depressing, except for one thing that definitely has not changed in our land. The people, you rascals, still have that tenacious belief in America's historic democratic values. As I crisscross our country, I'm buoyed by the fact that ordinary folks everywhere are lighting little prairie fires of rebellion against the thieves, fighting for everything from living wages to fair trade, privacy to peace. This is Jim Hightower saying, this truly is America's story, the story of grassroots people agitating and organizing to take America back from those thieves in high places.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. 800-TALK, yes, is the number. We are talking here to Armand in Sarasota. Now, where were we?
Okay, the next question I have is, how many liberals, this is for Rush Limbaugh, too, if he ever listens to your show. He's probably in the closet listening to it, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, stop. Come on.
He's probably going, oh, God, I love
Mike. Yeah, right.
Mike.
Okay, what's the next question, Armand?
Okay, how many liberals in Congress had other people's personal property condemned and taken over for the purpose of building a taxpayer-paid-for stadium that they made millions from, like W.?
Probably nobody. Next question.
How many liberals in Congress have family members on the board of the war profiteering group Carlyle, like W?
Well, I don't know, but Carlyle, probably none. Next question.
The last one would be, of the Bush supporters that aren't financially on the inside,
yeah.
I have to ask this question.
Sure.
How many of them even know how to spell Osama Hussein's name right?
I don't know. All right, Grasshopper, is that all you have for me tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, go and sin no more. Thanks, Harmon. Appreciate you checking in. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Clint.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, originally, I was going to talk about the serious thing, which is a little off the political stream, but I went over and I checked out, you know, they got that new tuner that I thought listeners would be interested in that they can use at their home as well as in their car, you know, to listen to your show as another way to get off the Internet.
Oh, great. You're talking about satellite radio. And
yes, uh-huh.
What did you find out?
Well, the tuner that they have
will run, being who?
Best Buy.
Best Buy, okay.
Will run you about $100.
Oh, really? That's it, huh?
Gentleman that I talked to said you'd have to get a kit alongside of it, which would run you about another $70.
There you go. Yeah, I thought it was right around $200 for, cool.
So somewhere in the near future, I'm going to pick up one of those because I have to have it to listen to on my way home from work every night.
Yeah. I think the plan is almost come to fruition. We've almost signed a contract to be on a station in Ypsilanti.
Oh, Ypsilanti?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Do you know what? You probably can't.
Starting?
Think.
No. Starting September 15th. Starting September 15th, we're going to be on the station in Ypsilanti, which will also cover most of the Detroit metro area at night. And the station is Kathy. What's the station? Do you know? Okay, I'm not sure what the call letters are, but it's a station in Ypsilanti, and the 15th of September we begin.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll have to tell a couple people around here.
Yeah, and you can. You're not that far from Ypsilanti.
No, I work for U of M, so I have to go past Ypsilanti, you know, to go to the Ann Arbor campus.
Yeah. All right. Well, you might want to hold off on buying. Go ahead if you want to, but I would suggest hold off on buying anything until you find out if you can pick up from this particular radio station in Ypsilanti.
Okay. I also wanted to tell you something else. I finally got a chance to watch the movie The Nuremberg Trials. Have you seen that before?
Yeah, years ago. It's probably time for me to go see it again.
Because I saw the newer version that was on TNT with Alec Baldwin. And, boy, when they were talking about taking away people's right to free speech and things, you know, all the things that they mentioned, the crimes that they were charging for, guess who they reminded me of?
Who?
Some guy that we keep talking about every day.
Bush?
Yes.
Well, that I'm not the least bit surprised. Not at all. Clint, there's the...
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa. He's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Can't find a friend, still got the radio.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
disease can be cured if treated early, but its long-term effects pose a number of questions. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. A simple course of antibiotics usually clears up Lyme disease in its early stages, but if left untreated, the infection, which is transmitted by tick bites, can lead to chronic health problems, including arthritis, nerve disorders, and heart trouble. What causes these late-stage effects and how to treat them is the subject of an ongoing medical debate. Jonathan Edlow is an emergency medicine specialist at Harvard and author of a new book on Lyme disease called Bullseye. Edlow says Lyme is hard to diagnose because the bacteria that cause it, called spirochetes, can outmaneuver your immune system.
Spirochetes are a special kind, special group of bacteria that are shaped like a corkscrew, a spiral shape. Syphilis is probably the most notorious disease that spirochetes cause. And one interesting thing about spirochetes is that they can change the way they look to our immune system. They can morph their outer surface proteins.
Edlow says researchers don't know if people with chronic symptoms are still infected.
What we do know is that patients that have had Lyme disease will have chronic symptoms after their Lyme disease has arisen. And there's debate about whether those are due to the presence of live bacteria, in which case further antibiotics would be indicated, or whether those symptoms are due to immunologic mechanisms or permanent tissue damage from the first go-round or triggering of other diseases by the Lyme disease, in which cases further antibiotics probably would not help.
Edlow says answering that question is the key to figuring out how to treat people with late-stage Lyme disease. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. I'm sure you probably saw this or heard about over the weekend. The Bush crime family directed the EPA to give New Yorkers misleading information that there was no health risk from the air that they had to breathe after the World Trade Center collapse. That's according to an internal inquiry. Bush's senior environmental advisor on last Friday defended what the White House did, saying it was justified by national security. Jimmy Breslin has a hell of a column on that. But what happened was the White House, Bush and Cheney, ordered the EPA to issue false statements. Bush and Cheney ordered the EPA to remove from the warnings about killer air any information that would have allowed New Yorkers to defend or protect themselves. According to the Associated Press, The EPA issued 5 press releases within 10 days of the attacks and 4 more by the end of 2001, reassuring the public about air quality. Every single one of them was a lie. Every single one of them was a lie. For the people who live in New York City, especially those who were anywhere near the World Trade Center, or lower Manhattan, you will probably develop some sort of cancer very early not early in your life, because you may be 75 now, but eventually, in a short period of time, relating to when you were breathing the air from the World Trade Center. In other words, thanks to the EPA, you probably have had, if you're a young person, if you're in your 20s or 30s, thanks to the EPA and the Bush crime family, you've just had about 20 years of your life stolen from you. You are going to die a premature death. The chances are very strong. Now, what were you breathing? You were breathing computers, asbestos, pulverized glass, human bodies, lead. That's what was in the air. And the EPA, as a result of a directive from Bush and Cheney and the rest of these monsters, any of you ever wonder why I call these people mass killers, demons, Satanists? They're so bad. But the reason you were breathing that stuff was because Bush and Cheney and the rest of these thugs told the EPA, don't tell them what's in the atmosphere. Because if you tell them, they won't go back to work or they won't go to Wall Street, and that will... The stock market will sink, and it'll make it harder for us, the Bush crime family, to steal more from the American public. But it's just incredible. Jimmy Breslin writes, I was a few hundred yards up on Liberty Street when the two tower of the World Trade Center blew. I put my nose inside my shirt and ran through smoke that turned day into night. In the smoke were, and here's the line, computers, asbestos, pulverized glass, human bodies, lead. I got on another street and Tower 1 blew up. Again, the air was black with a pulverized 110-story building. I didn't feel well for 2 months. I never said anything because I was too embarrassed. A couple of thousand had died. So many others were scorched and broken and maimed. I had no right to open my mouth, I thought. Besides, from the first day, the government EPA had announced that the air was remarkably clean. Work on, breathe on, you're fine. They lied. They lied because the administration did not want people not going to work. They lied the first week, and they lied the week after that, and they have lied every day of the past 2 years to the people of New York City. Christine Whitman was EPA head until recently. I wasn't disturbed that her education was a jump horse school, but I thought she was better than standing up and doing what she was told by George Bush's White House, telling lies to a public who had to breathe this air. Turns out she isn't much of a human being. The EPA has just admitted that they lied for all this time. Now, what are we supposed to do? By now, Breslin writes, I feel better physically because I've adjusted to feeling lousy. I'm not going near a doctor. Once I read what was in that air and in it for all those days I spent around here, I don't want to know anything more. Don't scare me. My friend Dan Collins, whose office is on Broadway, only yards up from the site, said he has not taken a good breath for 2 years. They tell me it's good, and I know it's bad, he said. This lying with the lives of the people of the nation by Bush and his crew is so widespread, it's being done in so many cases by so many people, so many of their people, that it looks like a generation of liars. Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. And then he says, I sit here in New York and I don't believe one single solitary word of what the government says. Can you believe anything Bush says? Only if you're a rank sucker. Then you put that Rumsfeld on and he grimaces and tells you the first thing he thinks of. And here's Powell, who I thought would be our first black national candidate, and he's as bad as the rest of them. Yeah. Just outrageous, isn't it? I mean, what constitutes enough from this gang of demons that are destroying and butchering this country? What constitutes enough? Hello, anybody out there? What is enough? What is enough from these people? What does it take for the American public to do what? Pat Buchanan said years ago to show up with the pitchforks and the flaming torches and run these bastards out of town. What does it take? What does it take, gentle listener? Huh? What does it take? How many lies are these people going to be allowed to tell? Has there been anything that came out of this punk's mouth since he stole the presidency that was not a lie? Anything? No. To answer my own question, there has been nothing. There has been nothing. He has lied about everything. How about the Iraqi drones? Remember that? Remember that bit? Well, U.S. weapons inspector experts in Baghdad. U.S. weapons inspectors in Baghdad have come to a conclusion about these abandoned Iraqi drones. Despite the Bush bastards' public assertions, these unmanned aerial vehicles weren't designed to do anything like disperse biological or chemical weapons. You know what they were designed for? They were spy planes. The evidence gathered this summer, the Associated Press says, matched the dissenting views of Air Force intelligence analysts who argued before the war that these remotely piloted planes were unarmed reconnaissance drones and were incapable of doing what the Bush bastard said they would do. Eh? In building its case for war, senior Bush administration officials had said Iraq's drones were intended to deliver unconventional weapons. Secretary of State Colin Powell even raised the alarming prospect that the pilotless aircraft could sneak into the United States to carry out poisonous attacks on American cities. Yeah! Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Colin Powell, February 5th, UN Security Council. He sat there and lied again. You know what the range is on these things? Huh? Do you know what the range is? Yeah, the range is, what, 112 miles? Well, I think that's further than from Baghdad to American cities, don't you? Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. American scientists, American military experts, American weapons experts have looked at these drones. And they say the drones pose no threat to Iraq's neighbors or the United States. That's according to officials in Washington and scientists involved in the weapons hunt in Iraq. They have told the Associated Press. We looked at the UAVs. That's what they're called, UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. We looked at the UAVs and said, there's nothing here, one of the scientists said. There's no room to put anything in one of them. The wingspan on drones measured 24.5 feet, and the aircraft were like large white model airplanes. Do you know what 24.5 feet is? Do you know what 24.5 feet is? And then the Associated Press says the unproven U.S. assertion regarding Iraq's drones is one among many. American weapons hunters, like their U.N. counterparts, haven't reported finding anything. No chemical, no biological, no nuclear weapons. And the drones that Colin Powell and George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and the rest of these scum told the American public were capable of dropping bombs on us and poisons on us and chemical dispersing agents on us. Lies. Was there anything in the Bush bastard's State of the Union speech that was true? Was there anything that he said about Iraq that was true? And the answer is no. Not a single word that came out of his mouth was true about Iraq being a threat to us or to its neighbors. None of it. Now, again, I've been asking this for how long now, Kathy? How much longer are we going to allow this criminal enterprise to run this country and destroy it? How much longer? Till November 2004? Is that when we're going to run these bastards out of town?
Mike, you're saying the word bastard an awful lot tonight.
Yes, I am. What? I'm going to sit here and go, well, now, these politicians, these Republicans, you know. No, I'm afraid not. I hate these people. Have I said that recently? They are destroying the country. They're destroying the society. They're destroying everything. Drones. The UAVs. Remember the drones? Remember that? Remember the yellow cake that came from Nigeria Remember that? Remember the chemical and biological weapons? Drums, thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of liters of anthrax. Thousands of canisters of VX and sarin. No, that stuff's all over here in Alabama. Tons, mountains of poison and death and destruction. What did Tony Blair's government say? 45 minutes they can put together an attack. That's all it takes. 45 minutes. Oh, dear Christ. Oh, Jesus, come and save us. Where's the U.S. military? Where's the British military? Oh, stop this man. Stop this. 45 minutes. And the nuclear bombs. Do you know he's building nuclear bombs? Oh, my God, he's reactivated his nuclear program. He has. Oh, they're getting closer. Can you see Chicago? Houston. L.A. Well, L.A., it's okay. New York! That's what they did. Is it an impeachable offense to lie a nation into war? Is that an impeachable offense? Or does George Bush have to have his trousers down around his ankles and somebody between his legs in order to impeach him? What is it? Is lying 300 Americans into their graves, and God knows how many Iraqis, and I don't know how many Americans have died in Afghanistan. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how many Afghans have died. I don't know. I have no idea. But is that cause to remove him from office? Lying us into war? Lying us into death and destruction? Or is it justified because our gasoline is costing us, on average, $1.71 a gallon for regular? Maybe it is. Maybe it's all justified. Maybe another 1,000 Iraqi babies, maybe another 5,000 Afghan men and women, maybe, I don't know what, maybe we need to butcher 500,000 Syrians, something. Jesus, can we please get there? Can we please get there? Can we please get the gas down? Get the gas down, back down to $1.16, $1.17 a gallon for regular so the slaughter can stop. Because it will not stop. We will continue to butcher and kill and destabilize and destroy and send thousands upon thousands of tons of depleted uranium into foreign countries until the gas comes down in price. Until the oil companies have shown a 10,000% profit in the third quarter of this year. Not a 5,000% profit as in the first quarter. That's not good enough. Until ExxonMobil has $20 billion in cash in the bank. Not $7 billion, which is what they have now. That's not enough. So the butchery and the killing and the sacrifice of our young men is going to go on, Truth Seeker, until we reach that point. So just suck it up. Suck it up. Nick is calling from Warsaw, Ohio. Nick, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling.
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. Oh, you were talking about the American people and what it's going to take. And I was a little concerned because I was a kid at Kent State. And I saw the Vietnam War turn around when American middle class started realizing that they were going to lose kids. You know, the government had no compunction about gunning their kids down on campus in order to enforce their policies.
But that's why they did away with the draft. Because with a draft, yeah, middle class kids would go to war, and then you couldn't wage a war because middle-class families wouldn't have any of it. But now it's an all-volunteer army. Who joins the army now? People who, at least the ones dying in Iraq, and the emails coming home from the front lines are people who joined because they were in a reserve unit or a guard unit, or they joined the army to make a few bucks or to get a skill or to get health insurance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my point exactly. I don't think the American people, we're so well-insulated. And we've been trained to look the other way anytime we see bad news, even if the little bit of information that we get, you know, we're very adept at looking the other way.
Hey, Nick, can you hold on for a second?
Sure can.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll do a break. We'll come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Love is enough.
We are redefining war on our terms.
Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough is enough is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough is enough is enough.
Mom, Dad, someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they have stated in a policy and in a
This
in
is
a
what they
contract?
Said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network. Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio.
The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman Program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome, one and all. Tony Truppiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Thank you.
Talk Radio, you found a home with Mike Malloy.
It is 5 before the hour. We're talking with Nick, who's called in from Warsaw, Ohio. Thanks for holding on, Nick.
Sure.
Okay, where were we?
We were just discussing the American public and right. what it's going to take to get them, us, to take a stand against these people. And I'm very skeptical it's going to happen with the whip that these people have to beat the American public with, this 9/11 fiasco, and the truth that they are, or the lies that they're able to keep inundating people with, the fact that they won't let the truth come out, they won't allow investigations to go forward, and they have control of the media. I'm very skeptical that the American people are going to wake up before things get a whole lot worse.
Yeah,
and if I look at November as a change point, unless we really elect some sort of a reformer, I would say maybe Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that all the other guys will talk out of both sides of their mouth. They'll say exactly what they need to say to get elected, and they'll go right back in the corporate pockets.
That certainly has been the case so far, hasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
So I don't know how bad things are going to have to be, but I just brought up the Vietnam thing as the Kent State thing is sort of a seminal thing that kind of started turning public opinion against the policies that were going on, the ongoing policy of the day. But I don't know what it's going to take anymore.
Neither do I. I don't think anybody with concern about this country knows either, Nick. I honestly don't.
No.
Just keep your powder dry.
Yeah, will do. Thanks for your program. It's programs like this that are trying to get the viewpoint out and the truth out that may very well turn things around, you know?
Well, I wonder sometimes, but I'm glad you found this program. I'm especially glad you called in. I hope you're going to be a regular.
We'll listen, yes.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rick. Nick, I'm sorry. Appreciate it. Not Rick, Nick. Ruth is calling from Orlando. Hey, Ruth, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I know how you're doing. I've been listening to your rant.
Right. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, okay, I get up this morning and I'm doing my...
Hey, hold it right there.
Okay,
because this sounds like a story. I love stories. Hold on, Ruth,
while we
do a break, and we'll come back to you right after the break. Not only will we hear Ruth's story coming back, but also we're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Corner about U.S. Christian soldiers. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do being on the tractor as much time as I do or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer?
Yeah,
you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. murder of a defrocked priest and convicted child molester John Gagin behind prison walls in Massachusetts is being called a calculated crime. The Worcester County District Attorney John Conte says the former priest was brutally beaten and strangled to death while under protective custody inside a maximum security facility. Conte says Gagin's alleged murderer had been planning the attack for a while.
The defendant tied Gagin's hands behind his back with a T-shirt, threw him on the floor, took socks, which he had previously been stretching for some time, and used them to strangle.
A team of investigators comprised of members of the state police, the Department of Corrections, and the American Correctional Association are working together to probe Gagin's murder. Their first priority will be to determine how a fellow inmate was able to get into Gagin's cell in the first place. Gagin was a central figure in the pedophile priest scandal that rocked the Boston Archdiocese. American oil refineries have tightened security after an FBI warning about a terrorist threat against petroleum and power plants in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. In Washington, an FBI spokesman calls the threat very vague and nonspecific. Despite that, Special Agent John Iannarelli notes that in the post-9/11 years, the Bureau would be remiss to withhold information like that. The FBI has issued similar warnings previously, but no attacks have occurred.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says international terrorists have embarked on a life-and-death struggle in Iraq.
The terrorists know that a free Iraq can change the face of the Middle East.
Rice addressed the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in San Antonio, Texas. She said the conflict in Iraq and the U.S.-backed roadmap for Mideast peace are important to ensure that the volatile and troubled Mideast will no longer produce ideologies of hatred that lead men to fly airplanes into buildings. Seatbelt use in the United States is soaring to new heights. A new survey by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows that 79% of Americans are now buckling up when they hop into a vehicle. That's the highest level in the nation's history. And the NHTSA adds there's been an increase in belt use in every region of the country over the past year. Officials say the rise in belt use this year should translate into more than 1,000 lives saved and more than $3 billion reduction in related costs.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says plenty of vaccines should be available for the upcoming flu season. The CDC says regardless of age or health status, everyone should be able to get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available in October. The CDC strongly recommends flu vaccinations for anyone 6 months old or older who's at risk for complications from flu. Those at highest risk of complications from influenza include people 65 and older and those with chronic and long-term health problems such as heart or lung disease, kidney problems, diabetes, asthma, and anemia. People with HIV, AIDS, or any other illness that suppresses the immune system also should get immunized. Not much to talk about on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 31 points to 93.18. The NASDAQ lost a point to 1764. The S&P 500 was up a point. It closed at 994. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Boy, time just ripping by tonight, isn't it? Y'all having as much fun as I am, huh? Ruth had called in from Orlando. She's been holding. Thank you, Ruth. Now, I think you had a story for us, right?
Oh, well, I'm not sure how much of a story is, but I'll tell it to you anyway.
Okay.
This is my day. I got up and I got my coffee and I turned on my computer and I found Jimmy Breslin's article and I read that. That was depressing enough.
About the breathing thing?
About
the EPA lies?
About the EPA lying and lying while people are...
God, it's an awful story.
Oh, along with that, I found the story about four of the widows from September 11th who have been trying to find out the real facts behind 9/11 and the obfuscation and lies that they've encountered from the government and just, you know... On and on and on. And a couple of articles about the Clean Air Act that isn't and, you know, the whole thing. Then I went, you know, that was depressing enough, and I went to work and I went about my business. On the way home, I was flipping the radio and I caught the Mike Savage show. He wasn't on. Somebody else was on.
Oh,
but virtually the entire show, I'm listening on the way home and I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Virtually the entire show was about the eco-terrorists who burned the Hummers. Those terrorists. Damn them.
Yeah, right.
Because, damn it, if he wants to have a Hummer, it's his choice.
Yeah.
And he wants the choice.
I know.
So I'm listening to this on the way home, and I'm like, that's what it's about. That's really what it's about, is you've got your choice for your Hummer. But then I get home, and as if that wasn't cheerful enough, I was listening to you and checking my email, and... I got a story from Indie Media.
Uh-huh.
Somebody emailed me this, and it's dated today.
Right.
Horrifying U.S. secret weapon unleashed in Baghdad. And I'm not going to read you very much, but if you can...
Sure, go ahead.
All righty then. They're talking about this guy in Baghdad. And also about a filmmaker named Patrick Dillon, who brought... This disturbing revelation is another piece of cinematic evidence brought back from post-war Iraq by filmmaker Patrick Dillon, and I don't know who this is.
I don't know either.
Okay, so now I'm going to skip to the description of what this was.
Okay.
Let's see. He noticed the Americans had called up an oddly configured tank. Then, to his amazement, the tank suddenly let loose a blinding stream of what looked like fire and lightning engulfing a large passenger bus and three automobiles. Within seconds, the bus had become semi-molten, sagging, quote, like a wet rag. He said that the bus rapidly melted under this withering blast, shrinking until it was a twisted blob. This sounds like a movie, I know. The Dimensions of a V-Dub Bug. And if that were not bizarre enough, Al Ghazali explicitly describes seeing numerous human bodies shrivel to the size of newborn babies. By the time the fighting had ended, he estimated between 500 and 600 soldiers and civilians had been cooked alive as a result of the mysterious tank-mounted device. In a city littered everywhere with burned-out civilian and military vehicles, U.S. forces were abnormally scrupulous about immediately detailing bulldozers and shovel crews to the job of burying the grim wreckage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to tell you about that.
Wow.
I mean, I'd already seen things about napalm being used.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew about Josh Nusch and the other boys who mysteriously got ill within 24 hours and then died.
Yeah. Do you have a link to that story?
Yes, I do.
Would you email it to me?
Yeah, wait, let me. Is your email easy or do I have to write it down?
Just MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net.
I can handle that.
Yeah, just say.
Yes, I will. I will email that to you.
And I will put the link up on my website tonight so people can read it.
I'll send you that, and I'll send you another one that I had about the boys dying over there. The
right.
list. I knew about Josh Nusch because I had heard his father do an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've talked about him on your show.
Yes.
I'm sure people
yes,
have heard
we
about
have.
That.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, I mean, you know, every time I think that I can't get more boggled, every time I think that this is it, this
I
is
know.
The absolute limit.
I know.
You know, I've gone from feeling like this has to be what it must have been like to have been a middle-class German in 1937.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone past that to now where I'm just like, I just, every day, it's like such a new assault on every sensibility that I'm rendered speechless. And that ain't easy.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Ruth.
Yeah, well, I will send it to you and you can post it.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
Yeah. It's to the point now. Republican animals don't need any coping skills. They thrive on mass murder, death, destruction, lies, immorality, unethical behavior, violation of religious precepts and concepts. But for those of us who are not Republican monsters, trying to cope is really, really kind of difficult. I mean, it is. Thank God whoever invented whatever little genetic flaw or blessing that allowed us to develop denial and avoidance. Do we have Uncle Mike's Story Corner music, Kathy? Could we have... There it is. Once again, it's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Gather around, kiddies, boys and girls, moms and dads. Tonight's story comes from Tikrit, Iraq, courtesy of Andrew Cawthorn. 19-year-old Private Bill Goodwin puts down his gun, takes off his combat jacket, and steps into the warm waters of Iraq's Tigris River. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ! Proclaims his unit's Protestant chaplain, Xuan Tran, submerging the soldier completely for Sunday's baptism rite. Private Goodwin emerges smiling and posing for a photo to send to his family in Oklahoma before reflecting on what he has done. Well, I've been away for 5.5 months and, you know, have thought a lot about this. I could die here. I realized it was necessary to get baptized, he said. For many of the 132,000 American soldiers occupying Iraq, religion is an important solace as they face loneliness, hardship, and the possibility of losing their lives. Most profess religious belief, with only a small percentage describing themselves as atheist, their chaplains and commanders say. Protestants and Catholics make up the majority, although the full spectrum of religion is represented, including Islam. Chaplain Tran, a Southern Baptist minister, performs regular baptisms of U.S. troops in the waters of the Tigris at a U.S. base in a former palace of Saddam Hussein in his hometown of Tikrit, north of Baghdad. Many such rituals reflect the widespread evangelical belief that a Christian must be born again through adult baptism. Reverend Tran, before taking Sunday's communion service on the base, said, "For some, it is the first time. For others, it is a rededication of their lives. They face many risks here and want to make sure they have a right relationship with God." The soldiers being baptized see no moral conflict between their Christian faith and their battlefield duties. Many have killed or wounded Iraqis during the intense hunt for guerrillas and former regime loyalists around Tikrit. Private Goodwin from Oklahoma says, "Well, you know, the Bible says thou shalt not kill, but you know what? The original Greek says thou shalt not take a judicially innocent life." Saddam and his men are pretty evil. If they were ever tried in any court, they would be found guilty, said Goodwin. I don't think it's a problem because God sent people to war. Just look at the Old Testament, added Corporal Christian Gaspard, also baptized on Sunday. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Russell, who leads the 1st Battalion, 22nd Regiment, seems to be one of his unit's most devout believers. He has suffered 2 deaths and 30 injuries among his men so far, a relatively small toll given several months of round-the-clock raids into Crete. He said, "God is watching over this battalion, believe me." Most of the Christian soldiers say they believe that what they are doing is right because of the brutalities of Saddam's regime. They are only vaguely aware of objections by the international anti-war lobby and the rising dissatisfaction of Iraqis themselves with the occupation. There is little sympathy among them, however, for the notion that the invasion of Iraq may form part of a wider international clash of civilizations, like Christianity against Islam. "Maybe we don't understand the Muslims, but this has nothing to do with religion," added Gaspard, a 24-year-old from Louisiana. "We are here to do what George Bush said, find weapons of mass destruction." Uncle Mike's Story Hour is a production of the Mike Malloy Program, which is solely responsible for its content. Any rebroadcast, re-this or re-that, will be unbelievable, huh? When I read the story here about the baptism in the Tigris River, I just wondered how 19-year-old Private Bill Goodwin from Oklahoma, how he knows that the original Greek doesn't say thou shalt not kill, but thou shalt not take a judicially innocent life. Oh, my God. Oh, Private, somebody needs to take your pants down and just blister your ass, boy. I mean, that is about the stupidest thing ever. The original Greek? Uh-huh. Okay. God spoke in Greek, and God said, thou shalt not take a judicially innocent life! Good Lord. Good Lord. And Corporal Christian Gaspard, also baptized Sunday, he has no problem with killing civilians. He says, "I don't think it's a problem because God sent people to war. Just look at the Old Testament." Corporal, I don't think you are not a Christian, are you? Isn't that what your Savior came for, Corporal? Huh? Yeah? No? Okay. Unbelievable stuff. Quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Oh, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
We're conscious of
Yeah, that's right. You stupid, stupid man. 800 Talk Yes is where we are. Michael is calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up?
You are.
All right. Well, you know, I don't blame those grunts out there for, you know, quoting the original Greek text, you know. I blame the so-called Christians that are priests and pastors that are going along with those troops who are justifying this for them, you know.
Well, Michael, in the first place, you know that no 19-year-old that a grunt who's carrying a weapon and getting baptized in the Tigris River by some Baptist minister named Zan Tran is going to have any understanding of original Greek whatsoever. That's A. B, pity this poor bastard who's 19 years old and willing to die so that you and I can get our gasoline for less than $1.50 a gallon. I mean, it's astonishing how I had forgotten how easy it is to take a 19-year-old boy's mind and turn it into mush, absolute mush, and then make him do anything, make him kill and make him die, just so I have gasoline for my pickup truck. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on, and I just think it's particularly pathetic the way that these priests and pastors who are going along with these troops, instead of telling them the actual words of Jesus Christ as their responsibility is, they're going around giving them, bull cocky about, God, if we had these people and put them on trial, then it would be okay to kill them. But the point is that they are not capturing and putting these people on trial. They're going out and murdering them. And I don't know what kind of country this is where, we find people, we kill them, we stuff them like, your former pet fluffy dog. And then parade them around on television. I mean, what does that mean? What does that say about
it? It means is my opinion, Michael. It means what I said earlier in the program tonight. We have become the most killer, vicious, psychopathic collection of human beings gathered together in one society in the history of the planet. We have more death and destruction. One of our soldiers carries more death and destruction than 1,000 of Genghis Khan's hordes or 5,000 of Alexander the Great's armies. It's astonishing. When you add in our nuclear arsenal, our navy, our air force, our Bradley fighting vehicles, our tanks, our new death rays, our neutron bombs, we are the biggest threat to the survival of the human species ever.
There is one little tiny difference between our forces and the force of Alexander the Great and Attila the Hun. They admitted they were murderers. They were proud of it. They wouldn't even be allowed to go eat at the dinner table with the men until they killed their first enemy and brought his head back on a stick. At least back then they were honest about it. They were just, hey, we're killers. We're going off to kick some butt and take some names. Yeah. These ones, we put nice little words on it, like, oh, we're going to liberate them, and we're going to fight for human rights and find weapons of mass destruction. At least back then, they were honest about what they were doing. They're going to rape, pillage, plunder, and destroy, and we just put nice little words on them.
I hear you, Michael. Thanks for checking in, pal.
No problem.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. Ruth sent it to me. A nightmarish U.S. superweapon reportedly was employed by American ground forces during chaotic street fighting in Baghdad. The secret tank mounted weapon. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. I'll post this. Don't forget, go to my website when the program's over tonight. Well, give us a while, but at some point, or tomorrow, MikeMalloy.com. And on the main page, we have, we list all the topics that we talked about. Check it out. Stay with us. Last half hour coming up. I'm Mike Malloy.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company have hit a major snag. Ford's just presented the UAW with an outline of what it expects out of a new contract. That outline calls for the closure of four factories in the United States and the loss of some 12,000 jobs. The union's top negotiator calls Ford's position unacceptable. The contract between the UAW and Ford expires next month. And whatever agreement is reached with Ford is expected to be used as the template for contracts at GM and Daimler Chrysler as well.
While UAW negotiators fight for greater job security, they're also pressing automakers and parts suppliers for a better health plan, including one that covers voluntary abortions. The union says it's a basic health care right for its more than 150,000 women members.
Europe's heat wave has taken its most deadly toll in France. Some 10,000 people are believed to have died from the heat. Most of those killed were over the age of 75, and of those, more than half died in nursing homes. Doctors and nurses say they just didn't have enough time to care for everyone. The French government estimates there are serious staff shortages in 85% of the country's nursing home and hospital facilities. A government investigation has begun.
Hey, hey, hey! What do you say?
Workers' rights are here to stay!
More jeers than cheers for George W. Bush at a fundraising stop in Seattle. Air Force One landed at Seattle's Boeing Field on Friday, and among protesters there to greet the commander-in-chief were members of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. The controllers say the Bush administration wants to privatize 69 air traffic control towers, including some of the busiest in the country. The union says the top priority of air traffic controllers should be safety and not profit. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably a few more years
I'm talking about now, like the tread on a tire. Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network. Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
27 before the hour. Ray is calling from New Haven, Connecticut. Ray, welcome to the program. This is your first time checking in, too, right?
That's right, Mike.
Welcome
great,
aboard.
Great. Thank you very much. Great to be talking with you. I've been listening for a while, and you have a great show. You sound a little tired or a little down tonight, and
well, it's Monday. It's hard get, you know, you have a great weekend, 2 days where, you know, you mow the lawn, you hang out with friends, go see a film, don't have to go to work. You know what I mean? I love
right.
weekends.
Right.
It takes me Monday night to get back into the groove.
Okay, well, relax a little, because I got something that'll raise your spirits.
Okay, all right.
I love the piece the other night, incidentally, where you spoke about... And you think he's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or George Bush. Fabulous
right.
piece.
Right.
I want to talk about something that liberals tend to think is a terrible statistic, namely that about 80% of American voters identify themselves as Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Christian tends to be conservative. But it needn't be, and I know you realize this because I've heard you say that
oh, sure.
Christ was no conservative, and that's so true. In fact, one of the things that I find very encouraging is what's happening in Alabama right now. that a conservative Republican former congressman who always voted against everything liberal is now in charge of the state of Alabama and is promoting Christian policies.
Christian
that,
charity, right.
That Democrats have always identified with.
Right, and that, and for people who don't know, that was a governor,
Bob Riley.
Bob Riley saying that it is counter to Christ's teaching that the poor should be ignored and the wealthy should be taken care of. And since Riley is Christian and it's a Christian state in Riley's...
He's not a typical Christian, certainly not a typical Southern Republican Christian.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He used to be.
Right.
But he's converted.
He's broached the subject of basically what he's saying is what I believe it was what Christ said, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter through the gates of heaven. And I think it's about time that some of these people who are bastardizing, polluting, and killing Christianity and killing Christ again and again and again and again need to be taken to task about the lies they put out there for the terminally brain dead to follow.
Exactly right. Now, I've been promoting this on the web for years. Since 1997, I've had a website called Liberals. I hope you'll write this down. Put it on your website.
Okay.
It's liberalslikechrist, all one word, .org.
I'll tell you what. You send me the link. Email it to MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. Send me the link, and I will definitely post it on my website.
I'm posting in your forums now. I just started.
Okay.
But, we'll be in touch. But now, just think about this. All you liberals out there, think about this. 80% of Americans identify themselves, voters, that is, identify themselves as Christian. Now, if Bob Riley, a former Republican congressman, can change to this extent, what would happen if even 20% of conservative Christians could change as well? That's what liberals like Christ is trying to promote.
Well, it sounds like a good idea.
Well, it's a mega website, covers all kinds of topics. The principal one regarding Bob Riley would be liberalslikechrist.org/God versus greed.
That sounds good. So the website is
liberalslikechrist.org.
Okay.
It's a play on words because it means that if you're a Christian, you ought to be a liberal like Christ.
Right.
And if you're a liberal who's not Christian, hey, you ought to like Christ. If you get to know him, he's a very liberal guy, one of the most powerful liberal spokesmen we could have.
That's true.
He's on our side.
That's very true.
Let's use him. Let's embrace him, because when Christians do, they become guys like Bob Riley. Even if he's not a Democrat, he's pushing Democratic policies. And who are his allies in Alabama? The Christian Coalition is against him. The Republicans are against him.
That's right.
The Democrats are the ones who are supporting him because they recognize Christ's teaching. They've always tried to follow it.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Good point.
Hey, keep up the good work, Mike.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care.
Thanks for checking in. Would that Ray's scenario could become reality. You know, if 20% of Christians would realize. And we all understand here we're talking in coded language. Ray understands. I understand. A lot of people understand. There are many wonderful, wonderful people who happen to be Christian. You know, it's like saying there are many wonderful, wonderful people happen to be gay, happen to be white, happen to be Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? But for such a thing to happen, I'm not very optimistic. Ray, that was Ray that called in, right? I'm not very optimistic, Ray. And I'll tell you why. Too many Christians lock their jaws around something like the Prayer of Jabez. Remember that book that is in its 10 millionth printing or something? That is nothing but God-sanctioned greed. Even though most religions speak against greed, most avatars of the cosmic thunderer have warned against greed. Most of us know, we're taught by our mamas and grandmamas, that greed is not a good thing. Share that with your brother, I'll break your face! You know, greed is not a good thing. And here along comes this Well, he's a former minister, isn't he? And he writes this book, The Prayer of Jabez, that was all the rage, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago. Some obscure two-line Bible verse. And this freak turns it into a book. This nasty demon turns it into a book called The Prayer of Jabez and sells it for, it's very cheap, $8 or $9. And people are buying this piece of trash, this blasphemous, anti-God, anti-Christ tract written by this psychopathic minister. And by the hundreds and giving out their friends, here, look here, it's good to lust and want and greed, and oh, it's good. Say the right prayer and you get a new Cadillac. Say the right prayer and you get a new house. Oh my God! So Ray, I agree with you in spirit, and I hope millions of people go to your website, liberalslikechrist.org, and I will put it on my links page. I don't share your optimism, brother, where it concerns what passes for Christians these days. I do not. Bob Riley, the governor of Alabama, has a good idea. Call it like it is. Christ never owned anything. He walked around barefoot. He had the support of 12 of his friends and a whole network of people. Hey, Jesus, come! Oh man, let's have some tea. Didn't own a house. From everything I've read, what do you own? A robe? These people who call themselves Christians today turn my stomach. They are demons. They are demons. They are demons. Except for the ones like this poor, misguided, gun-carrying, mega-death-walking 19-year-old who got baptized in the Tigris River the other day. And he said, well, in the original Greek, God didn't see. God spoke in the original Greek. And in the original Greek, it didn't say thou shalt not kill. That's not what it said. And I know because I speak original Greek and I know God. What it said was, it said in the thou shalt not take a judicially innocent life. That's what it said. Didn't say thou shalt not kill. Jesus. Literally, huh? Somebody ought to tell this young boy who will kill or be killed, probably within the next 72 hours, that it's not even his business what God said. He was speaking to the Israelites. And I don't think that God said to Moses, 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 thou shalt not take a judicially innocent life. Oh, my God. I'm going to go crazy. All right. I got to get a couple of these in. Kathy, let's do General Richard Myers. He was with media whore number one, Tim Ressert, yesterday. Tim had a question about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Remember those? Didn't that seem so 2002, huh? Weapons of mass destruction. Tim says, General, when you were on this program and other places in March, you said that the most important objective of a military strike against Iraq was to disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction. Have we found any yet?
This is difficult. This Iraq's the size of the state of California. The other day we saw them dig up one of the buried fighter aircraft. They went to extraordinary lengths to bury an aircraft. A 55-gallon drum with anthrax in it would be a lot more difficult to find and dig up. So it'll work. I mean, the system we have in place, the process we have in place will work, and we'll find what we're after.
So I guess the answer to the question then is no. Okay, here he is again. Tim, media whore number one, says to General Two-Face, General Myers, there's a lot of discussion about Iraq becoming a mecca for terrorists. Notice the play on words there. Do you love that? A mecca for terrorists. Hey, do y'all love that? Tim Russert said that. There's a lot of discussion about Iraq becoming a mecca for terrorists, a haven for terrorists now, porous borders, which prompted Jessica Stern to write an op-ed piece, which said this. Tuesday's bombing of the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad was the latest evidence that America has taken a country that was not a terrorist threat and turned it into one. So, General, have we created a haven, a mecca, for terrorists around the world to congregate and to use as a base to strike at 150,000 Americans on the ground?
Oh, I don't think we've created a mecca. I think what a lot of foreign fighters want to do is that they see this as a very important a venue for them to oust the Americans, the coalition, the international community. We have over 40 countries involved in this, and another 14 that are look like they're going to probably put troops into Iraq. So this is an international effort. You saw what they did to the UN. Yeah. It's clearly an international effort. And what the terrorists want to do is they want to have their way. They want to win.
Oh.
And if they can win in Iraq, they feel that they can get the international community out of the Middle East and let terrorism have its way. And that's just not going to be. It's more a question of wills right now.
Well, General, I have a question for you. When you say that a lot of foreign fighters, they see Iraq as a very important venue. No, a venue is where you go listen to your favorite rock band. Or, you know, you're in a theater, General. It's theater of war. Venue is for a rock band. Okay, can you get that straight, you dumbass? Venue is rock band. Theater is where you go have a war. Okay. Now, Tim asks about the need for more troops. Tim says to General Myers, General, the cover of Time magazine says the following, are we stretched too thin? Well, General, do we have more troops available to send to Iraq? If we continue to lose American soldiers, you'd be open to sending more American troops to Iraq, right? Call up more reserves if necessary, right?
If the ground commanders, if General Abizaid says he wants more troops, then sure, we'll be open to that. Reserves are going to be part of what we do in the future anyway. That's just the way we are. You know, let's go back and step back just a second and say what this is all about.
Okay.
We are a nation at war. This is a war against international terrorism.
Oh.
In my view, this is the biggest threat to this country's existence as far back as I can remember, at least to World War II, perhaps beyond, because they're striking at the very things that we hold dear, our core values.
Our oil.
And so it's important. It's important that we remember that as we go after. And so we're willing to. It's going to require sacrifice and commitment. Our troops understand that. Their families understand that.
Their families understand it. Their families understand we have to slaughter their sons. That's just part of this game. Don't forget, the terrorists are striking the very things that we hold dear, our core values. You sick bastard. What core values are these terrorists striking at? Not that I wouldn't give you 10 cents, General, for your worthless ass or for the worthless ass of Saddam or Osama or any of these thugs. You're all terrorists. All of you are terrorists. What core values are they striking at? Huh? What are these Iraqi fighters striking at that's a core value? We're in their country, General! We have invaded them! And if they could, they'd put a bullet in your head. What core values, General? We are defiling their Tigris River with our tacky-ass little baptisms. Imagine, General, if Islamists invaded this country and built a mosque at the National Cathedral. How would you feel, General? God, I hate these people. They are destroying everything. Now, you want to hear a crazy man? We got time to hear John McCain? All right. Tim Russert's asked John McCain, Senator McCain, you're in Turkey. Yeah, by phone, I guess. Let me start with you. What must be done in Iraq right now?
Men and women in the military are doing a superb job to see these young people in 125-degree heat with body armor and equipment on, they're marvelous and they're well-led and they're doing a great job. The problem is that they don't have enough resources. There's not enough of them. And we are in a very serious situation, in my view, a race against time. We need to spend a whole lot more money to get the services back to the people. We need to get the electricity going, the fuel, the water. And unless we get that done and get it done pretty soon, we could face a very serious situation.
We could face a very serious... McCain, you left part of your brain back there in the Hanoi Hilton, didn't you, buddy? Huh? Oh, my God.
Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry. Thought I heard a young man cry.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in, now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I want everyone to listen up and understand clearly. We need some good weekday programming ideas. I don't know why no one is writing this down.
Oh, geez. Oops.
We need some good weekday programming ideas that will appeal to all angles and opinions of all listeners. Any ideas? Johnson.
Oh, you said the wrong name.
It's Jameson, sir.
Jackson, Johnson, Jasper, whatever.
Maybe we can pick up Limbaugh and convince him to move more to the middle.
That's good. Get out of my office. Yeah, get out. Jeez. You're an idiot.
Durr.
Spicoli.
It's Smith, sir.
Yeah. Give me something good.
Why don't we just have some shows that will appeal to everyone's opinion? It'll make the listener base more diverse and make for a good show.
A talk show that everyone will listen to because their opinions will be supported by other listeners and welcomed by the show host. That's brilliant. Good job, Swanson.
You're on the ball.
Everyone take this next holiday off.
Wait, someone has to work. Doug Steffen's live.
Come on.
Best in progressive talk radio, weekdays, on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. You know John McCain, who spent how many months in a North Vietnamese cell, tortured. Well, during the time he was in there, probably 35,000 Americans were killed, and probably a million Southeast Asians. We had 546,000 Americans in Vietnam, and McCain is saying we need more troops in Iraq. We lost in Vietnam. We had our asses handed to us, not because our men were not like soldiers throughout history, willing to fight and die, but because our cause was poisonous and unjust and illegal and immoral, just like our cause in Iraq. We will not win anything in Iraq. We will not win anything in Afghanistan. We will not win anything in the Middle East because we are led by a pack of psychopaths. What will happen is the further erosion of respect for this country around the globe, a further destruction of our ability to work together as a cohesive society here at home, a further demarcation between people who think, people have a moral center, people who have ethics on the one hand, and Republicans on the other. Worse and worse and worse until this crime family is removed from office. Troops in 125-degree heat, as John McCain says, in body armor, doing what? Trying to get the price of gasoline in Omaha below $1.50. And like I said at the beginning of the program, we will kill, we will bomb, we will incinerate a population, a village, a city, a country. We will destabilize and overthrow governments. We will murder, we will slaughter children, women, old men, young men, people in uniform, people not in uniform. Nothing, no power on this planet will stop us until gas in this country is below $1.20 a gallon. And that, my friend, is sick. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Charlotte Jones. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces, many thanks to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief. Especially large thank you to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, for doing yeoman's work at my website, MikeMalloy.com. I'll see you tomorrow night. I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Officials in Massachusetts are reviewing prison policies and procedures after former priest and convicted child molester John Gogan was killed by another inmate on Saturday, Judy Ewell reports.
At the request of Governor Mitt Romney, state police, the Department of Corrections, and the director of the American Corrections Association will review policies and procedures in place when inmate Joseph Drews allegedly murdered John Gogan in his cell. Public Safety Secretary Ed Flynn said Gogan never told anyone that he felt threatened by Drews, and prison policy does not forbid those two being in the same secure unit. Investigators will look at whether staffing was adequate, and they'll review film from cameras in the unit. I'm Judy Ewell in Boston.
Former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic is denying any involvement in the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. This comes during his trial before the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. Milosevic is being tried on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity.